Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Adam Talks, a podcast that takes an alternative look at retirement. This is Adam Bergman, founder and CEO of IRA Financial. If you want to learn more, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on social media. Just search IRA Financial. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Adam Talks. On today's episode, crypto owners, the IRS is watching you. So this is a podcast that's going to focus on tax returns and cryptocurrency owners, a virtual currency that have held, bought, sold, received, sent cryptos during the 2020 taxable year. Now, this podcast is really specially focused on individual investors that have held virtual currency outside of a retirement account. Why? Because if you held cryptos in a retirement account, you have zero reporting on your 1040. The only time you would have to report anything on your 1040 is probably reporting your gains if you took a distribution from a pre-tax IRA that held crypto. Because if you held in a Roth and you're over 59 and a half, the Roth's been open at least 5 years, guess what? No tax. So there's nothing to report on your 1040. So because we're getting close to tax return season and I've gotten a lot of questions about, hey, Adam, what do I have to report on my 1040 if I own crypto? I wanted to do this podcast, but really focus on people that own cryptos individually. Because guess what? The 1040 return has changed for the 2020 taxable year. And believe it or not, and if you don't trust me, you can Google this. And I'll actually put a screenshot of this if you're watching this on YouTube. If you go pretty much fifth or sixth line, right after your name and whether you live in a foreign country, it asks this question. At any time during 2020, did you receive, sell, send, exchange, or otherwise acquire any financial interest in any virtual currency? And it's a yes or no checkbox. So I found that pretty interesting that it's so prevalent on the 1040. Pretty much you cannot miss it. It's right on top of the section on standard deductions. So what that tells me is that the IRS is certainly catching on to obviously the growth in trading, holding, selling, buying of cryptos, the enormous interest of cryptocurrency. And the IRS is in a kind of a tough spot. Why? Because under IRS Notice 2014-21, they've treated cryptos as property, just like stock or real estate. Obviously, they didn't want to treat it as a currency because that would run in conflict to the US dollar, which is the US currency. So there's no way they could have allowed a cryptocurrency to be deemed a currency. Okay, and that obviously was expected, but it created and unlocked some issues that we're dealing with today. And the issues are mainly on the tax side. Because cryptos are deemed property, when you buy it and sell it, it's like stock or real estate. It's considered a capital asset. So if you held it less than 12 months, your gains or losses, if you sell it, are short-term capital gains, taxed at ordinary income rates, or short-term capital losses. If you hold it greater than 12 months, consider long-term capital gains or long-term capital losses. As of now, long-term capital gains is taxed at a reduced tax rate of 15% plus a potential 3% Obama tax. And if you make a certain income over approximately $650,000 or so, it goes up to 20%. So the tax ramifications are important. And again, the IRS did this on purpose. Now, by treating cryptos as a property, it also makes spending it more difficult, right? If you use your crypto to buy a car, a house, a slice of pizza, you can't just pull it out of your phone and give it away. You have to keep track of what you paid for it, what you've transferred it to. Hey, I paid $1,000 for this Bitcoin, and now I'm using it to buy a Tesla car worth $50,000. So I owe $49,000 of either short-term or capital gains, and I need to capture that. Now, of course, there's all kinds of software and accounting apps that will allow you to do that, but it's still an issue. Whereas if you spend US dollars in your pocket or on a debit card or a credit card, you don't have to worry about basis and all that stuff. It just something you think about. Okay, so just another reason that spending cryptos has become more problematic. Now, again, what the IRS is concerned about is they are concerned that cryptocurrency is very hard to trace. Even though it's decentralized and it's on blockchain, the IRS finds it at least intimidating to go after. Now, they want to audit you, they can get your bank account statements, and they're concerned that if you hold currency somewhere else, even off a US exchange, in a foreign exchange, they may not be able to track it down. And they're worried that you're not paying tax on your gains or you're doing some illicit activity. And that's what they're trying to stop. So what they're trying to force you to do is basically tell them if you are holding, buying, selling cryptos. And it's just, hey, we're on to you. And again, this is something you can't lie about. And it's not just buying or selling if you held it during the year. Even if you haven't bought or even sold it, if you've held it, you have to acknowledge it and you have to report it. Now, if you hold it in a retirement account, it's likely you don't have to. Well, the answer is you don't have to report it because you're not holding it individual. The 1040 is for individual holdings of cryptocurrency or virtual currency, not in your retirement account. So you would not seemingly indicate that you own it because it's not a reportable transaction on a 1040 since it's not taxable. It's in a retirement account. So just something to keep watch of. Now, again, if the IRS wants to find out who owns cryptos, they can do so. They can send what's called John Doe summonses, which they basically have done in the past to all the major US exchanges and basically said, just give me anyone who's bought or sold crypto of over 10,000 bucks in the last year. And we don't have to name the taxpayer. We don't care. We're just give us a group. And guess what? They've done that to Coinbase. They've done that to some of the other exchanges, and they have to comply. So if you think that you can hide your cryptos on an exchange and the IRS won't find you, you don't have to disclose it on your 1040, you're mistaken. They will find you. So report it. Okay? It's nothing to be worried about. You're not doing anything illegal. Cryptocurrency is legal. You can hold it, buy it, sell it. You just need to report your taxes, whether they're gains or losses. So just something to be aware of. It's a big change, and I think some people will be a little bit shocked when they see it, or their accountant asks them, hey, did you own any cryptos? And you're going to say, like, why? Why do you care? And it's because it's right on the tax return, like the seventh line right over standard deduction. So beware. Now, again, if you have cryptos on exchange, you should get a 1099 miscellaneous if you had received more than $600 of cryptos. And again, those are subject to tax. So your account will likely need the 1099s you should get from the exchange. If you hold them in a foreign exchange, you need to speak to that foreign exchange and find out what type of reporting they're doing. Probably none in the US because they're probably not required to. So it's just something to be cautious about. Now, again, this is if you hold it in personal funds. If you hold in a retirement account, you have no 1040 issues. Again, unless you've taken a taxable distribution, because the whole idea is retirement account is the gains grow without tax. And that's the beauty of holding cryptos, which is, again, my attitude, my strategy. It's a long-term play. I'm not excited about cryptocurrency today. I'm more excited about where it's going to be in 5, 7, 15 years. So that's why I hold it in a Roth IRA. So again, just be aware of that. One other thing I want to notice is that if you hold cryptos offshore, okay, well, let's say you hold cryptos personally, not in a retirement account, offshore. What do you have to report to the US? Okay, so generally when you hold foreign assets outside the US, okay, and you're a US person, you have certain requirements. The first is called an FBAR, which is now called the FinCEN Form 114, which needs to be filed separately from your tax return. And that's super important. And then there's something called the Form 8938, which is a statement of specified foreign financial assets. Now, interesting enough, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, FinCEN, just came out in late 2020 saying that it may require US taxpayers holding more than $10,000 of cryptos offshore to file the 114. And then the question is, well, why are they not just requiring it? And should it have always been required? So let's go through what the difference is between 114 and 8938. So 8938 says, if you're basically a US person, a specified individual, and you have an interest in a specified foreign financial account, and you meet a certain reporting threshold, which is pretty high, it's generally over 75,000 if you're an individual, $150,000 if you're married. If you're married and filed jointly, it's $150,000. So if you have more than those assets in a foreign account, you probably are going to have to file an 8938. And that's something that you need to file. The penalties are high. You attach that to your annual return. You file it with your income tax return, and the penalties are up to $10,000 of an additional $10,000 for each 30 days of non-filing. So again, it's a very high threshold. Most people aren't going to have that type of money overseas, but if you do have it and you're a U.S. person, you need to file it. And these are for financial accounts held at foreign financial accounts. And just be aware, foreign stock, foreign partnership interests, foreign partnership interests I mentioned, foreign mutual funds, foreign hedge funds, foreign private equity, but not foreign real estate. And then the issue is currency, and it's where does this fit, right? That's the issue. Cryptos aren't really currency. We know that. The IRS doesn't treat it as a currency. They're property. So is it a financial account? I would think that you would have to file the 8938 because in my estimation, it would be deemed like foreign stock because it's treated as property. It's treated as, it's not a security. That's the issue. So the 8938 says stock or securities. Now we know a Bitcoin is not treated as security. It's a commodity. It's not a partnership interest. So it kind of is in the middle. And I personally am so scared of you know, going afoul of these foreign reporting rules because the penalties are so steep. I would probably report it if I owned Bitcoin on a foreign exchange over 150 grand, but it's questionable whether you have to do it. Now, if you look at FinCEN 114, the threshold is much lower. It's 10,000 bucks. Okay. If you're a US person, US resident, US citizen, you got to report it. Now you report that by April 15th. There's a 6-month extension. You file electronically through FinCEN. It's not with your federal tax return. And that's an important distinction. The penalties are again huge. $10,000 if willful, up to a greater of $100,000 or 50% of the account balance. So if you got a lot of money there, it can get pretty substantial. And again, it's for financial deposits and custodial accounts. So that's where I think you can get into some trouble. The issue is, does crypto satisfy a financial deposit or custodial account? We know, again, it's not stocks or security. It's not a currency. I think you would fail a financial deposit and custodial account. I think you would. I mean, I'm surprised FinCEN hasn't come out and said, hey, we expect people that have been filing this years past. We're not saying you should file it. We're saying why you need to file it. And if you haven't, you need to go back and amend. So I'm not sure why they haven't issued more formal guidance and why they're still a little gray as to who needs to file. I would file it. If I owned more than $10,000 of cryptos on a foreign crypto exchange, not in a retirement account, I would 100% disclose it and file a FinCEN. I would. And if I own over the 150 threshold, I would probably file an 8938 too, just in case. I'm not trying to hide the money. Again, right? There's maybe a reason I use the foreign exchange. There's maybe a certain altcoin I can only get there, or for whatever reason, I like that exchange. Again, I don't think anyone should shelter money. You need to report on your worldwide income. Being an American, it's a privilege, and that's, you know, the tax of being an American is your tax on your worldwide income. So that's just something you need to be super focused on and careful and make sure you don't run afoul to those foreign account rules, because the penalties are crazy. They will throw you in jail. The IRS does not mess around with tax evasion. And that's how they see it. This is worse than I won't say murder, but manslaughter maybe. I mean, they do not mess around. I know personally people that have gone to jail for foreign bank accounts. And a lot of them were innocent, innocent mistakes. No tax shelter stuff. Hey, I used to live in a country. My parents died. I got money inherited. I left it in a bank account. There was like 100 grand. Never reported it. Just didn't realize I had those rules. Bang. They had to pay 50,000 bucks in penalties. And it wasn't willful. They didn't go to jail. But I've no other, in other instances where people have gone to jail. So be careful. I would file, again, the FinCEN 114 and the 8938. 8938 if you have more than the 75. If you file single, 150, you're married. FinCEN 115 over $10,000. I do believe, even though FinCEN hasn't come out and said you need to file it, it's more of a we will see what we're going to do. I would have filed it in the past, and I will continue to file it if I met those rules, because I do think it would satisfy the financial deposit and custodial accounts held at a foreign financial institution. right? The question is, are these exchanges foreign financial institutions? Are they deposits? It's, again, cryptos are a little bit unclear because it's an asset that hasn't really been formally categorized. We know it's taxed as property, but it's still, you can still use it as currency, and different governments look at it differently. And it's obviously a new emerging asset, 12 years old, and there's still a lot of gray and give and take as to how it'll be treated. But I would side on the air of caution and just be super careful if I owned cryptos on a foreign exchange. Now, again, going back to the kind of the gist of this podcast, on your 1040, do not mess around. If you held it at any point during 2020, even for a minute, just disclose it. Because again, the IRS will find you. They can issue John Doe summonses and they will find you. So why mess around? There's nothing to hide. Okay. Now, if you're into illicit activity, then don't, you know, close this podcast. Can't help you. But for you know, the 99.99% of people who hold cryptos as an investment and a diversification play to gain access to an emerging asset class to make money, report it. There's nothing wrong with owning cryptos. You should be proud of it. In fact, I think it's a great thing. And this way, you know, notify the IRS. Because if you don't and they find you, not going to be good. And they will find you because the exchanges need to report any activity on 1099s. And then, as I mentioned, they can find you through other means. So I just wanted to enlighten you to this new change on the 1040. Again, I don't know if this will trigger an audit risk. Anyone who tells you that things trigger audits are lying to you. The IRS won't. They don't disclose what triggers audits. I have lots of friends and former colleagues as a tax lawyer that worked at the IRS, and they had no idea what triggers audits, okay? It's random, it's algorithms, okay? They know what to look for when they audit you, but they're not just pulling your name out of a hat for any instance. The computers are deciding who gets audited, and it's based off certain things on your return. We just don't know. This could be one of them or it could not. But again, I just don't think it's worth lying. Be honest, disclose if you've held cryptos, bought, sold, or exchange it during the year, and be happy, enjoy it. It's been a great run for the cryptocurrency market the last year. I hope it gets better. I know there'll be some bumps in the road, but again, if you're a long-term investor for the next 7-15 years, I think there's going to be a lot of blue sky ahead of us, and a lot of ups. So just be honest, stay focused, and nothing to be hide, nothing to be ashamed of. And, again, just be careful if you own any of them on a foreign exchange. I would talk to your accountant about the 8938 or the FinCEN 114 because the penalties are so crazy. And jail is, if they can show you willfully held it, they'll throw you in jail. And they're crazy about this stuff. And the IRS will recommend this to the DOJ and they don't mess around. So just be careful. Otherwise, like I said, it's been a great ride. Let's hope it continues for all the crypto nation, and let's stay safe, stay healthy. Hopefully, we're seeing some light at the end of the tunnel with the pandemic. The stock market's up. People are getting excited, looking to hopefully start moving around towards spring, summer, and get back to normal life. So, again, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. If you're doing so on YouTube, subscribe if you haven't. Also, check out my other two podcasts, AdBits and AdMail, weekly podcasts that you can check out wherever you pick up your podcasts. Also, subscribe to my YouTube channel, IRA Financial, if you haven't already. We drop 4 new videos a week. You can also watch these podcasts if you'd rather watch than listen. So enjoy all the great content. Really proud of it. And stay safe and talk to everyone again next week.